Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a delight to have you here with me on the show, and I hope you are having a wonderful day so far. I say it all the time, and of course, I'm going to say it today as well to all of my faithful listeners. Thank you so much for joining me. Week after week, you are the best. I tell you, you just hang in there with me. And I want to say thank you, and I truly mean that. Thank you so much. I just give you virtual hugs, and I know that I just love you. You're absolutely the best. And, of course, for those who have been with me, or maybe you're just new to the show today, I want to say welcome. Welcome to you as well. We do our best to bring you programming that's enlightening, entertaining programming that deals with branding, marketing, media buying. Oh, my goodness, we talk about so much on the show, entertainment, networking. But, you know, we also talk about relationships. Yeah, we do. We talk about relationships here on this show as well. And we talk about relationships because we're all relational. And we need to know how to get along with each other. You know, sometimes you work for companies and you wonder, you know, how can management act this way? Why do they act this way? Or why do people quit? Why aren't people as productive as they could be? Why? Well, there's a reason for that. And when we come back from this break, we're going to dive into our topic today. But thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today here on this show. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to have you here. You know, for the last few weeks, I have been talking about visions and mission statements, because I really think when you're going into like a new quarter, or you're going into a new year, you should really take a look at those things. You should take a look at, you know, what's your vision? What are you trying to accomplish? So that not only are you clear, but your staff is clear. Your team is clear. Your employees are clear. You're clear. Your vendors are clear on what it is that you do. Because sometimes people just are not clear on those things, and they don't know what you really do. And trust me, if you are not clear on what you do, it can be very difficult to run a business. You know why? You end up being all over the place, just all over the place. And one of the things you don't want to be in your business is all over the place and seen that way by customers. You don't want to be seen that way by your customers and by the people you work with or for, because they won't take you serious. They won't take you serious in your business. So you don't want to be seen that way. So if you miss those shows, go back to our archive shows. You will find them there. And if you miss it, you missed a treat, because we talked about vision boards, how to get started with your vision boards. Oh, we talked about that. We did. And it was really, really good. So go back and take a listen to that show. Well, today we're going to be talking about another topic again. Some of you joined this show because you're interested in tips on your business, either starting a business, sustaining your business, purchasing a business, franchising. You're interested in those types of things. But some of you may be saying, you know what, all of this information has been wonderful, and I really would like a better idea as to how to get into business. How do I get into business? And if you're thinking about, you know, how you can get into business, you may also be thinking that you can't afford to get into business. Are you thinking that? Are some of you thinking that you can't afford to get into business? And maybe you're wondering, well, how do I get into business if I don't have any money? Some of you wondering that? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today, how to start your business if you don't have the financial fortitude, or if you don't have the money to do so. And you know what, that's always an issue. Sometimes it's in your mind. Sometimes the perceived problem isn't really a problem. It's just a problem that you perceive to be an issue or a barrier to you accomplishing something. Yeah. And so we want to talk about that today. We want to kind of dispel any myths that you may have as it relates to a business, starting a business. Well, if you really want to start a business, of course, it's something you probably want to make sure that you think about, that you take the time to think about. It really is important to take time to think about that. And remember, for those of you who have listened to the show, you have been with me for a while, there are some awesome resources out there, too, if you're looking at starting a business or you want to start a business. But it's not necessarily true that you have to have money to start. Sometimes, because you don't have the capital, you let that stop you. You let that be an excuse for you not to start something. But if you have the desire to do it and you think you have a great idea and you are really consistent and persistent in it, you can be successful in it. You just have to be consistent. You have to be consistent with it. And with that, I want to share with you a word that needs to be in your vocabulary. And the word is courage. Sometimes we don't start things because you don't necessarily have the courage to do it. And what is courage? Courage is the ability to do something that frightens you. It may frighten you. Maybe you're afraid of failure, or you're afraid that if you start that you won't be able to finish. So courage is the ability to do something even if it frightens you. So even if you are fearful of starting, courage kicks in and it makes you start anyway. So how do you do this? How do you start a business with no money? How do you do that? Well, you know, there are several businesses out there that started with almost little of nothing. One company you may be familiar with, Dell Computers, Michael Dell, he was a dishwasher making like $2 and some change an hour, maybe $2, $0.30 an hour. And he started selling personal computers out of his college dorm. The founders of Nike, Philip Knight and Bill Bowerman, guess what they did? They started selling shoes, training shoes, out of the trunk of their car. There have been other businesses that started in their garages. Companies that you have heard of, Disney, Google, Lotus Cars, Apple, Yankee Candle Company, Harley Davidson, Hewlett Packard, they started in their garages. And then there's one other company that you may not know about, Whole Foods Market. John Mackey and Renee Lawson started by saving and borrowing money from their family and friends to open their first store. They got evicted from their apartment, and they had to live in their first store. Talk about challenging. So don't say you can't do it, because it can be done. There are people who have started from nothing and built amazing businesses. So when we come back, we're going to dive into how do you start your business if you don't have a lot of money, or if you don't have any money at all, how do you start? We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. And today, we are talking about how do you start a business with no money. For those of you who have been asking and you want to know, this show is for you today. And even if you have your own business, you might want to listen too, because there may be some things that you hear that may launch you into starting a different type of business along with what you're already currently doing. So thank you so much for joining me on the show today. We're talking about starting a business with no money. If you currently have a job, we need to realize that starting a business can be a little bit risky. But no worries, no worries. If you currently have a job, it's probably a good idea maybe to keep that job. That may be less pressure on yourself when you start your business. But if you're the type that says, you know what, I'm going for broke, hey, do what you have to do. And remember the word that I mentioned to you, courage. Have the courage to do something that you may be afraid of doing. One of the things you got to do is maybe just keep your first job that you currently have and do this on the side. Stick with something that you know. You need to build your experiences, build your work experience, build a product or service around something that you really know and you really know well. And maybe you would say, well, I don't know anything. I don't know anything well. All of us are created with gifts and talents. You have a gift and talent. Maybe you haven't discovered it yet, but you do have one. And even if you don't have a gift or talent, by the time we're done, I'm going to give you some ideas. And hopefully these ideas may be ones that you want to consider in starting a business for yourself. Maybe you need to offer a service to someone. Maybe you need to start out by starting a business that way. I remember when I started one of my businesses, I didn't have a lot of money to get started either, to be honest with you. But I had some stuff around the house. I had a computer. I had some folders that I had purchased for some reason, and I started putting together a little packet, a marketing packet, and I took that packet around to the companies that I was interested in working for, and I shared with them my services, what I did. And I tried to make it look as professional as I could, and it worked. It worked, and it worked really well. So you may have to just start with what you currently have in your home. And sometimes if you start a business and you don't have any money, you may end up having to do most of everything yourself. It can be exhausting. It really can. But you may have to start by doing most of the work yourself. And it's nothing wrong with that. It really isn't anything wrong with that. You know, there are plenty of people out there who have started businesses, and it was just them. They did it all themselves. Mm-hmm. And if that ends up being the situation you find yourself in, let me suggest to you that you make it the best business that you can, that you provide the best service that you can. Because when you provide somebody awesome, excellent service, word travels. It really, really does. And you're saying, well, I don't have any money, so how can I do that? Sometimes it doesn't always take money to do a business. Not your money. You may have to use maybe someone else's money. Maybe you could get a loan from a friend or from your family if you haven't burned any bridges. Or maybe the type of business that you need to start with doesn't necessarily require an initial outlay of money. There are businesses like that out there. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. You're asking, well, what type of businesses are out there that don't require money? Well, listen, when I first started, I knew I wanted a business, and I did that, but then I wanted another one, too. And so just for the fun of it, I started looking up businesses that required little to no money. And, oh, my goodness, all the suggestions and the options that were out there were awesome. So you may have to go to resources like that in order to find businesses that you can do for no money. But when we come back from this break, I know I said that I was going to share with you some businesses that you can take a look at where you don't have to pay any money. Well, when we come back from this short break, guess what? I am going to share with you some of those businesses that you don't necessarily need money to start right here. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's just such a delight to have you here on the show with me today. And, you know, we were talking about some businesses that you might be able to start with little to no money. Well, I am going to share with you some businesses that you might want to do right here on the show. One of the businesses that you don't need any money to start is a blog. Now, you know, I went to, I'm actually found some awesome information on the site, and I'm going to share that site with you when we're done. But a blog. Do you know that you don't have to have any money to start a blog? You're saying, well, don't you need a website in order to do that? Well, there's some places that you can get a website for little money or for free. Or even if maybe you do a blog for your company or you do a blog for your charity organization that you're a part of and you put your name on it. I bet you didn't think about that, did you? You can put your name on that blog. And some are free. One of the things that you may not have considered is you can sell advertising on your blog. You can sell advertising on your blog. You can sell sponsorships. You can get people to sponsor your company, to sponsor your blog. Those are things that you can do with no money. Mm-hmm. Didn't think about that, did you? With no, yes, exactly. And another business that you can do, I don't know, you may or may not own a drone, but aerial film photography is a wonderful thing that you can do with the drone. But you know, they actually have cameras on phones now that take awesome pictures. In fact, I used to love taking photography, and I took a picture with a phone, and someone actually thought it was taken with a professional camera, but it wasn't. It wasn't taken with a professional camera. So that's something that you might want to consider as well, starting your own photo business, taking beautiful pictures and using them for graphic art or using it for art. A couple other things that you might want to consider, and I'll go through these pretty quickly, but some other things that you might want to consider. If you sew or if you do any type of tailoring, you could do things like that as well. You know, there are a lot of people who don't know how to sew. And what you do, they pay for the products. They pay for half up front or pay for product, and then you purchase the product and you create the fashion or whatever that is. That's something that you might want to consider as well. And if you have a vehicle, maybe transporting people or picking up products for people, shopping for people. These are things that you can do. Oh, there's so many things that you can do. You probably hadn't thought about it. And you know what? I think maybe next week on the show we're going to continue some of these because there's some really, really good ones. One of the things that I used to do when I was younger, I did detailing, car detailing, because I really enjoyed doing it. And, boy, I got clients. One was because they never seen, really had seen a female at that time do car detailing. But I was fortunate in that my father showed me how to do it, and I got really good at it. So there are some awesome things that you can do. You don't have to have money. You just have to have the courage to get out there and start. And my dad used to tell me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a delight, and I hope you have a wonderful and productive week. This is Sharon.